Welcome back, everyone, to the Darchei Noam Beis Medrash series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. Today's day of Sfira is the 14th day, which leads us to the 14th of the 48 Kinyanim, that of Mikra u'Mishnah, learning Tanakh and Mishnayos. So what is the common denominator between Mikra and Mishnah? Why are they grouped together as one Kinyan? And what does their partnership reflect about their role in our acquisition of Torah? The Tiferes Yisrael notes that Mikra and Mishnah are the two parts of Torah that have an absolute need to be known with expertise. And the need for bekius, for expertise in these two areas, really reflects that these are the two pillars of Torah, both Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. By knowing the psukim and the mishnayos, first of all, it's easier to recall the midrashim of Chazal and everything that they say in Shas based on those psukim and based on those mishnayos. Perhaps even more importantly, the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph says that one who lacks knowledge of Mikra, Mishnah, and Derech Eretz, meaning the psukim, the mishnayos, and profession, he's not min ha-yishuv. He's someone who's disconnected from civilized life. The Medrash Shmuel compares these two, Mikra and Mishnah, to the foundation of a house. And he says that without the foundation, the house can't stand. And so too, Torah can be acquired only if a person has the strong and solid foundation, which means that he needs to be an expert in these two parts of Torah, Mikra and Mishnah. And the characterization of Mikra and Mishnah as the twin towers of Torah, that leads to two ramifications that actually point in somewhat opposite directions. On the one hand, as the Sefer Mishnah's Chachamim points out, we cannot rule on matters of halacha straight from the psukim of Mikra or from the Mishnayos. The fact that these realms of Torah, Mikra and Mishnah, are the most elemental means also that they require a greater insight and exploration in order to fully understand the halacha. One can't fully grasp the sugya just by understanding the psukim or the mishnayos. Rav Shamshon Nefal Hirsch would describe Torah Shebichsav as somewhat of a notebook or encapsulation of the concepts of Torah Shebaal Peh. You can't paskin from the notebook. You have to have a full understanding of the sugya. And very similarly, mishnayos are the summary, the bottom line encapsulation of the halacha. So because they are most elemental, on the one hand, that means that they fall short in terms of allowing us to paskin the halacha and providing us with a full understanding of a Torah topic. But on the other hand, the fact that they are the most elemental, that Mikra and Mishnah are the building blocks for the rest of Torah, means also that every sugya has to start with them. So says the Medrash Shmuel. A Tanakh was reported to have never left the talis bag of the Chafetz Chaim, because that was like symbolic for the Chafetz Chaim, that the Tanakh, the psukim, was the most fundamental atom of the Torah. And it's only from that atom that the rest of the depth of Torah Shebaal Peh could be built. Torah Shebichsav is the divine word itself. As the Ramban al HaTorah writes in his Hakdama, it's Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shebichsav is the most pure and pristine representation and expression of Devar Hashem. It's Hashem's word itself. And that is the source material for Torah Shebaal Peh. And Mishnayos provide us with the broad sweep of all of Torah Shebaal Peh. They gave us a macrocosmic view of the system of Torah Shebaal Peh. When one has the expertise in Mikra and Mishnah, when he knows the sources, the divine word that underlies Torah Shebaal Peh, and he also has a broad understanding of the system of Torah Shebaal Peh from Mishnayos, so then he is able to have a full and a profound understanding of the Torah that he learns. That's why the Chafetz Chaim and many others, whenever analyzing any sugya, they were always careful to return to the source for that topic in Torah Shebichsav or in Mishnah. By acquiring the Torah with Mikra and Mishnah, we develop expertise in the pillars of Torah, as the Tiferes Yisrael tells us. We understand that we cannot rule from those building blocks, as the Mishnah's Chachamim points out, but at the same time, we understand that these Mikra and Mishnah are the foundation that cements all of our learning.